did it.
We made it to opening day of the Olympics. Congratulations, everybody.
Hooray.
Congratulations. It's probably already happened, though. Or is it happening, like, right now? Just because of the time difference, right? So
is it 10 hours?
I don't know. We'll have to pull up the streaming and see if it's actually... Yeah. I don't want to ruin the surprise, though.
Well,
no spoilers.
Okay.
No spoilers, please, for the opening ceremonies.
Are they tape delaying everything? Because they did that in Brazil, and people were mad.
I'm sure. I don't know, actually. What's the time difference between here and Paris?
I'm working on that right now. Stand by.
World
clock.
Yeah.
Well, in London, it is several hours different.
It is. It's about 7 hours,
I
think,
actually. I don't want to do math is what I'm getting at this morning.
About 7 hours, so it's probably mid-afternoon right there, right now.
No. Yeah.
Because they would be ahead of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it'd be about 7-8 hours, I think.
We understand how this works.
Yeah. So it's early mid-afternoon there right now.
Okay. Beautiful day in Paris.
Absolutely gorgeous, I hear.
Coming up this morning, Nick's nonsense story this morning is kind of gross, and
they generally are.
Well, it seems like there's a trend sometimes, but this one is totally, there's no reasoning for it. The behavior of multiple people.
And it's no surprise that things are heating up everywhere. And matter of fact, it's so hot in places of the country that skin is melting.
Oh, you didn't even... I was going to say, how hot is it?
How hot is it? It's so hot that skin is melting.
Jeez.
Plus, Song in 60 coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm not sure if Nick will get this one.
That'll build some confidence this morning.
We'll find out. So stick around. Maybe at least you'll get it. Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It is time to play Song in 60. Now, I got a fun little song in my head right now. I'm going to give you clues. You see if you can figure it out, and then we'll all listen and enjoy the song together.
I'm in.
Okay, here we go. Well, good, because
I have a choice.
No choice this morning. All right, Song in 60 timer starts right now. RM, Sugar, V, Jungkook. Jimin, South Korean.
Yeah.
Boy band.
I can picture them in my head.
Whoa.
Why can't I? BTS.
BTS. Yes, very good. BTS. You would put this on bread.
Butter.
That's right. Yeah. Not
butter. I should have said something else first.
I haven't heard this song forever.
Oh.
It's kind of a fun banger.
Yeah.
Good Friday song.
Kick off a Friday. I like it.
All right, here's BTS. It's Butter. Nick got it. Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick. Hope you're having a good Friday. It is going to be a hot couple of weeks, it looks like.
Warm.
It's going to be warm. No, we're just going to call it straight up hot.
Northland hot.
Once it gets into the, well, this is true.
Northland hot.
Yeah, well, hot for us.
Yeah.
It gets into the 90s. It's hot.
We're talking ketchup hot here.
It's not going to be as hot as it is in, like, let's say Death Valley.
Right?
Right. Death Valley reaching temperatures above 120 degrees.
Woo!
This story comes out of KTLA in Los Angeles. A Belgian tourist suffered third-degree burns on his feet during a visit to Death Valley National Park. The actual sound of his feet. According to the National Park Service, the 42-year-old man was taking a walk in the sand dunes when he lost his flip-flops.
Okay, I was going to say, was this person wearing footwear?
Oh, not a good idea. That's bad. The air temperature at the time, officials said, was about 123 degrees. The ground temperature, they figure, was about maybe 170, 180, maybe up to 200 degrees, depending. Woo!
It's like putting your foot on a,
park ranger said that the skin was literally melted off the tourist's foot. It was so hot.
Yeah.
The man's family called for help, and other park visitors came to his aid to carry him to the nearby parking lot to wait for paramedics. Officials said he suffered full thickness burns on his feet and was in significant pain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
But due to extreme heat in the area, a helicopter was unable to fly into the area. So instead, they had a ground ambulance this person to the hospital.
I'm kind of amazed the tires didn't have any problems. You know, like,
right?
Wow.
So they managed to get to the hospital. It was 109 degrees there. Rangers recommend visitors stay within 10 minutes of air-conditioned vehicle, drink lots of water, eat salty snacks, and wear sunscreen, and maybe wear shoes, not flip-flops, that'll easily fly off your feet.
Yeah.
So, well, it's a good reminder, too, as you're hitting the beach maybe this weekend, that, you know, that sand can get pretty hot.
So
not
quite that hot, but still going to be very, yeah.
It's warm, right?
It's
not going to necessarily burn your feet, probably. Here,
yeah,
but anyways.
Still hot.
It still can be hot.
Yeah,
you know, like so, walking out on that pavement or something.
While we may be, you know, the northern Minnesotans and Wisconsinites that go, I'm not a big fan of this. Just remember, it's not like that.
No, 123 degrees.
Goodness, it's a dry heat though.
I think earlier this week I saw that it was the hottest day ever recorded on the planet.
Yeah,
Earth.
Like, I think it was like last Sunday or something like that.
Well, then
yeah.
Monday broke the record again. I think Sunday hit the record, then Monday broke it again.
Let's turn the thermostat down a couple degrees.
Yes.
Man. All right. Well, we're going to go from melted feet to something completely different in Nick's nonsense here in a few minutes. Stick around. It's Mix 108. Good morning. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. So we head to Toronto, Canada.
Yay.
Hey, buddy. So there was an apartment complex who had to write a letter to the residents in this, and it's a decent sized building. There's probably a good number of apartments in this complex.
Hundreds?
Hundreds might be pushing it, but okay. A good number. There might be hundreds
dozens?
Of tenants.
Okay.
So it looks like a hotel size building. Anyway, so they had to write a letter to their tenants. There were some electricians that were doing some work around the building, and people in the building were harassing them. They were doing things like throwing feces at them.
What?
The person that runs
where was this?
This was in Toronto.
Oh, yeah. What?
Like,
okay.
Yeah. So the letter was addressed to residents saying, "Dear residents, it has come to our attention that a small group of residents are repeatedly interfering with, threatening, and or harassing members of the electrical contracting team we've hired. Reports of unacceptable behavior include throwing of human waste from upper-level balconies at workers."
Why?
I don't know. "Aggressive language or hostile interactions. These actions are disrupting their efforts to repair the building that you live in and are prolonging the restoration efforts that they're working on."
I'm not sure why anybody would be motivated to harass these people like that. The only thing I can think of, and this is a stretch because I don't know how this maybe works in Canada, but like a union thing, maybe?
Possibly.
Maybe they didn't hire like union electricians and there was a bunch of union guys living in the apartment and they got mad and started tossing their poo?
Maybe.
So I mean, that's extreme.
They do note, again, these are electricians, that the power had to be shut off while they did their work, and so maybe they were mad that the power was out.
Okay, yeah, sure.
That makes sense. Even that, like, they're working on getting your building that you live in taken care of.
They must have,
is it hot in Canada right now? Maybe they're upset their air conditioners are off.
Well, I mean, it's 65, I think. Yeah. Well, maybe with all the fires, their air purification units in there, you know, like, went out, or maybe...
There's people that the Toronto news outlet talked to that were baffled by the incident.
Their Molson's going to get cold or warm is the problem. Buddy, my Molson's getting warm, buddy. We need my electricity back.
Warm Labatt's is not the best.
My back bacon is rotten.
Anyway.
You don't want to get rotten back bacon.
No, you don't. There's Nick's nonsense for this morning. Trending at the top in a couple of minutes here in Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Friday. 7:02 and 63 degrees downtown Duluth right now at the Mix 108 studios. We're going to warm up quite a bit today, mid 80s, around 85 or so, mostly sunny, breezy. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and right around 90 is what we're going to see for our Saturday. Sunday, a couple of degrees cooler. They're saying maybe like 87 or so. We do see a chance of thunderstorms overnight Saturday, and then more rain and thunderstorm chances later in the day on Sunday and into Monday, where we're going to see cooler temperatures, low 80s, and more thunderstorm chances. And mid 80s, upper 80s, low 80s, kind of in the 80s all week next week is what the forecast is calling for. So if you like summertime, Northland summertime heat, we're getting it for the next week or so.
Love it.
So get out and embrace it.
Minnesota will soon have one less airline providing service to travelers. Minnesota currently has dozens.
Dozens, you say?
Yes, of airlines already serving it. Delta, United, American, plus the low-cost carriers like Sun Country, Allegiant, JetBlue.
Sure.
One of those is no longer going to serve Minnesota, and that would be JetBlue. They have decided that serving Minnesota is no longer worth it to them. Instead, they've added more flights to the New England area. So starting October 26th, JetBlue will no longer service Minnesota, and any flights booked after that date will be refunded.
Aren't they an East Coast-based company anyway?
I think so, yeah.
So, like, I know Sun Country, they're a Minnesota-based company. They serve more of a Midwestern audience, but they serve the whole country, but you know.
The move isn't expected to have much impact on travelers, as JetBlue only operates one route
now
to Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport.
Where could you go with JetBlue?
Boston. Basically, you go back and forth. I think it's a hub for them.
Okay.
So you could fly Minneapolis to Boston and then take a flight from there on JetBlue.
Got it.
Anyways, that route began in 2018, but it will end this year. And you can read more about their new routes that they've added. And they also got rid of, like, several other cities as well. You can hit up the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com.
RIP to that, unfortunately.
I don't know that I'd use RIP and JetBlue in the same sentence.
Well, sorry.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I've never flown JetBlue.
I've never flown JetBlue. I know.
I'm just going along with, you know, what I hear about JetBlue.
Sure. Yeah. I get it. I understand. Understandable. All right. Well, coming up here a little bit, music from Taylor Swift at Tozier Down. Mix It Away. Good morning.
Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It is Tony and Nick, and the Olympics get underway. Well, they're kind of already underway, but officially underway today with the opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
In Paris, France.
Is that how you say it?
Apparently the opening ceremony is going to be spectacular. That's all I keep hearing. How it's going to be amazing. It's going to be down the Amazon River, right down
the Paris. Amazon River.
Is that what it is?
Sure.
Is that the Thames? The Thames? I don't know. Anyways, there's a big river that goes down Paris. I'm just kidding. I know it's not the Amazon, but anyway, so it's going to be spectacular. One of the big things at each Olympics that everybody loves to kind of, I don't know that everybody does, but a lot of people like to make fun of is the mascots, because Olympics have traditionally always gone with some strange mascots. It's never just a dog.
Sure. Or they get creative. And yeah.
It's always like some kind of just thing, alien looking thing. Of course. Sure. In Atlanta, they had, I remember Izzy. Remember Izzy? It might be too young for you.
I'm digging back here.
Okay. But anyways, this year's...
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Yeah, exactly. You could say that literally about just most about of every these? Olympic mascot. Yeah, yeah, but this year's mascot in Paris is a hat.
Meet the new mascots of the 2024 Olympics and Paralympics. Hats. The Paris Organizing Committee for the Games recently unveiled the Phrygian cap, also known as the Liberty cap. Now, despite the mascot's whimsical look, there's a deeper meaning. The hats were a symbol of the pursuit of liberty in the American and French revolutions.
Yeah!
And the choice to use it for the games may be an effort to link modern France with the ancient world.
C'est l'esprit français qui nous est venu, cet esprit français qui fait de nous ce peuple un peu atypique.
What? Brand director for Paris 2024 says the Phrygian cap is a symbol familiar to generations of French people, but it goes far beyond that. It's everywhere, from schools to town halls, even on stamps. It's part of society.
So if you've seen it, it's basically just a red blob.
Sure.
Essentially is what it is. A lot of people are liking it to like a wagging tongue.
Yeah, I can see that.
Some have compared it to other things. If you want to look at what other comparisons are, you can look around on the internet and find it. I'm not going to share it with you now. But it is cute. I mean, it's a cute looking mat. It's not the worst mascot of the Olympics that I've seen.
Well, so looking back at a lot of these, there are some that represent like an animal. Like, you know, there's one that, that looks like a panda kind of, you know. Like, so
in London, they had Wenlock and Manville. And they're like one-eyed creatures. In Turin, in 2026, they had Neve and
in glizz. Looks like walking marshmallows, essentially.
Similar to Riz,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
back in 2006.
But this year, I like this little guy. He's cute. Okay. I could see him selling a lot of plushies.
Sure.
A lot of plushies of this guy.
Sure.
A lot of plushies.
You know, and I think that's the thing with a lot of these. Like, I honestly never paid close attention to the mascots. Really didn't even know that was a significant thing. So
they have the little mascot all over the Olympics website. So they have, you know, a little mascot doing all the different sports. So it works. Okay. It plays well. Let's just say that.
It's good marketing for the kids. And
Of the mascots of the last several Olympics, this...
You're going with that one?
I can live with this one.
And what's it called again? How's that said?
Because I don't want to... Phrygias. Phrygias?
Okay.
Phrygias?
And it's a hat.
It's a hat.
Okay.
Well, we just call it... What do they call it? The Freedom Hat?
Hold on. Yes.
Well, turn up the audio again quick. Oh, wait. My bad. That's been the wrong one.
Your fault.
My bad.
There's a deeper meaning. The Committee for the Games recently unveiled the Phrygian cap, also known as the Liberty cap.
Liberty cap. We'll just call it Liberty cap.
I can live with that.
We'll use Liberty cap.
Okay.
So Liberty cap.
If you're wondering what the heck that thing is, now we know.
It's a Liberty cap.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Tony, for that lesson. I will now know, and we'll try to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, something's going on with my dog.
Oh.
And I wanna kind of bring it up and see if other dog owners have experienced this before.
Hmm.
It's kind of nasty.
Oh.
So I'm gonna warn you, but I'm just looking for advice from fellow dog owners out there if this is something that has happened to them before and maybe could share advice with me.
All right.
I'm looking for help this morning.
Let's help Tony coming up here in a little bit on Mix 108. Mix 108 Morning Brew, good morning and happy Friday. So, just a little while ago, Tony was talking about how he has something going on with his dog. Now, you braced us by saying that it was kind of gross, so...
Well, I just want to hit up some other dog owners out there to see if this has happened to him. So, like, recently, like, within the last week or so...
Okay.
My dog Sunny has got like she's producing a lot of boogers in one in nostril, right? Like really dried ones that like I have to like take a tweezer to like pull these big chonkers out. Like what is that? Like and it's just happening in like one nostril. And I can hear her like at night she'll she sleeps and she's trying to breathe through her nose, but like only one nostril kind of works. The other one's kind of like clogged up. Do dogs like get allergies or do dogs like get a runny nose with drop? clearly they do because my dog does have right now. Clearly she doesn't like me digging in her nose because she fights it. But
sure.
I'm like yesterday I grabbed the tweezers and I grabbed like the end of this thing and I pulled it and it was like this huge, like dry. Like booger type thing.
And you judge me for some of my Nick's nonsense stories.
I know, but I do like, has this happened to other dog owners before? Like, do you have like a dog that has allergies and does this happen?
I
just think it's weird it happens only in one nostril.
I wonder if.
Then, of course, we're Googling things and it's like, there's.
You don't want to do that.
50 different things like, nose worms or something. And we're like, oh God, I'm going to pull out a worm or something.
Yeah. So I wonder if the dog didn't get into something, like sniffing something, digging around in the yard, maybe.
The first time that it happened, we thought that maybe she got some food stuck in her nose or something.
Oh, okay.
So we were trying to, like, pull it out. But as it's been going on, it's like, something else is going on here where she's producing some kind of mucusy type thing. Sorry. That's kind of a gross word. boogie type thing. But it gets like really dry and it like clogs it up. So I gotta like try to keep cleaning. And she doesn't like me trying to get like last night. I was trying to just hold like a warm rag on it just to kind of soften it up.
Yeah.
See if I could work it that way with like a Q-tip or something. But I don't know. I'm just curious if there's other dog owners out there that
anybody
has, or maybe like a vet that wants to give me free advice. 7402 Mix is our phone number. 7402 Mix, if you want to call us and share, your experience with dog boogers.
Yeah, thoughts.
Or what it is. Like, does your dog have allergies? Like, maybe this is a thing. Maybe it's.
I've heard dog allergies.
Stuffed up this week, so maybe we have same allergies. Maybe we're allergic to something.
together. Aw.
But you would think that it would be both nostrils then, right? Like if it was an allergy type of thing.
I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that it's an allergy. I bet there was something that got in and irritated the nose or something, and it's causing.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like, you know, like something like an infection. You would kind of maybe see it would. I would think it kind of look a little different. Like this is just straight up like dry boogies. It kind of reminds me of like a baby, like
sure.
Like when the kids were young and they'd have like a stuffy nose.
And you'd
wake them up in the morning and they just have this like
thick,
dry boogies on you. You gotta like peel it off.
Sure,
it's really quite disgusting. Anyway, so this is fun breakfast conversation.
It is.
If you want to join in on the dog boogie conversation, 7402 Mix is our phone number. 7402 Mix.
I am fascinated. I'd like to find out an answer because I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, it got to the point yesterday where like, well, should we take her in? Like, we have called the vet, and they just said, keep an eye on it, try to clean it.
How long has this been going on? You said a week or so?
Maybe like a week or so, yeah. That's very weird, though.
It is very weird. I don't know. For me, with something like that, if the vet said, hey, just keep an eye on it, if it kept going, like, into next week is when I would start being like, okay.
And there's no, like, blood or
open
wounds that I can see anywhere.
That's
so it might, it's an irritant or, you know, maybe there's just... Maybe there's just a really dry boogie that I really just gotta get out. That it's just kind of clogging everything up, but she won't let me do anything. She gets now she like runs away from me when I walk towards her. I have to like bribe her with a treat. Be like, here's a treat. I'm not gonna dig in your nose. I promise.
Liar.
And then I dig in her.
Yeah.
That's me. 7402 Mix is our phone number. Good morning. It's the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Thanks, what a Morning Brew. Good morning, happy Friday. It's Nick Cooper and Tony Hart. So back in February, Tony, you wrote a story about a couple of new businesses that are going to be popping up at the shops at Bluestone.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Insomnia Cookie.
I'll take your word for it. Oh, yeah. Insomnia Cookie, and there was like some salad place, if I remember right.
So it's called Crisp and Green. So the cookie place opened up in April.
It did. Have you had them yet? I have not.
I did. I went there this spring. It was good.
You recommend it?
If you like warm cookies, that's their bit. They were good.
Crumbles are warm, though, too.
Some of them are. Some of them are not, though.
Yeah, but some of them are made not to be warm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get a chocolate chip cookie, a crumble, it's going to be warm.
Yeah, this style of cookie is more like a cookie because crumbles are more, they're like a brownie. They're like a bar. You know, they're thick. Whereas
these are more thin.
They're a little thinner. They're not like flat, but they're thinner. So anyway, they open up in April. And then the other part of that business combo, they're not related, they're just next to each other, is actually getting ready to open soon.
Oh, nice.
And so I happened to just see earlier this week that they're getting ready. Next week, actually, is when they're opening up.
What's it called again?
Crisp and Green.
Crisp and Green.
So what's neat about the place is they're actually, it's a Minnesota company. They founded themselves back in 2016. First location ever was in Wayzata, down in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
Expanded elsewhere in the Twin Cities area. And this will be their first foray into northern Minnesota. They got a couple spots, Rochester, Mankato, but they're also in like 15 or so other states. They've expanded since 2016 a lot. And I happened to, so I 2 years ago, state fair, I stumbled onto them. Like I get back to my hotel room from the state fair and I'm like, okay, so I've been grazing on
junk food
all day.
Deep fried stuff.
And I'm like, I should eat something. I literally looked out the window of my hotel, and there was one across the parking lot. So I tried. It was actually, I was very impressed. I enjoy salads.
So that's all they have is salads?
So they do salads. They do wraps.
Cold salads?
Yeah. Well, they've got, you know.
Have anything warm or hot there?
I don't remember. The menu I was looking at was just salads. That was a few years ago, and I looked at it. But when I kind of highlighted some things in the story I wrote about this on our website, it was wraps, it was salads, it was smoothies. They've got a kids menu. Their whole bit is it's fast food, but you know, not
well healthy.
A sandwich or you know, deep fried something or whatever.
And I can't think of any other fast food type places that you know like that just specialize in salads. I mean, a lot of them offer salads, but certainly not fresh salads most.
Well, right. And like so for someone like me who's got a pretty healthy appetite, you know, I when I ordered, I was like, oh, is this gonna be tiny? It was actually like I ate that salad and I was full. It was. They have good portions too. So
good portions.
Yeah. So anyway,
their wraps look big. I'm on their website now.
Yeah.
Chef made, scratch made.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn a little bit more about the place, got the story on our website, mobile app. But yeah, so the end of next week is when you'll be able to go and check them out. They're doing a grand opening event next weekend. The whole thing, they're doing giveaways and whatever. But anyway.
Chicken, bacon, ranch, salad.
I had their, so I'm a Caesar guy.
The chicken, the classic chicken Caesar, romaine, kale, roasted chicken, tomatoes, shaved Parmesan, sunflower seeds.
It tastes fresh too. Like they put it together, you know,
right in front of your face.
Well, so I ordered
it. You'd be like, your toppings on it.
Yeah, you can custom. It's kind of Subway esque in that sense, where you could go through and you could be like, I want this stuff on my.
How are the croutons?
I don't remember about the croutons. They didn't stand out as bad.
Okay.
So,
I mean, a good salad is, you know, anchored in a good by crouton.
The crouton. Yeah,
yes, in a good, whatever,
a good point.
Whatever crunchy crouton you have in there.
So all I remember was, because this was crouton. 2 years ago now.
A great word.
It was a good salad. I remember being like, I need to go back there sometime again. So it must have been good.
We'll see. I'll try their croutons and
check
all
that. Check it out. I get back to me. Go check it out next week. Get back to me.
Can you get extra croutons?
Maybe.
I don't even see croutons mentioned on their, like,
That's part of a Caesar, though, isn't it? I mean,
Caesar, lemon seeds, Parmesan, classic Caesar. They have Parmesan crisps.
Oh, that's what it was. Now that you mentioned that, yes.
I don't see anything with an actual. Listen, bro, if they don't have croutons, I am out.
Well, you know, on a salad, that's one of out. The... One of the probably lesser healthy things, I guess, huh?
Exactly. You nailed it on the head.
No, now that you mentioned it, they do use, it's a Parmesan crisp. I'm sorry.
I don't see crouton anywhere.
I'm sorry.
I'm out. Sorry, guys.
It's still good.
You can go ahead and get all you want. You're going to need to get some croutons show up.
Tony's bringing a bag of croutons in and adding it on top of his salad.
I'll show you guys. I'm just going to sit outside their place and be like a crouton dealer. Be like, hey, you need some croutons with that salad?
I got regular. I got Texas toast.
I got ranch croutons. You need that? Just sell little plastic baggies of croutons outside the store.
Just a weirdo. I can see you doing it, though. That's the funny part.
Goodness.
He's got his trench coat.
Just pull it open. Just crouton bags.
Just creepy. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here at Mix It Away. Good morning.
Mix.com.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
Well, good morning and happy Friday. It's 8:01 and 66 degrees on our way to the mid-80s in the Twin Ports area today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and around 85. Tomorrow, it'll be around 90, mostly sunny and breezy once again. A chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight Saturday into Sunday. Just a couple degrees cooler, maybe 87 on Sunday. A chance of later day showers and storms once again overnight into Monday. We'll see temperatures in the low to mid 80s on Monday. And we'll kind of just roll through the 80s, up and down, upper 80s, lower 80s, all the way through next week.
Suck on some ice cubes.
Do it.
Minnesota will soon have one less airline providing service to travelers. We got dozens of airlines currently serving Minnesota, Delta, United, American, and including some low-cost carriers like Sun Country and Allegiant, JetBlue. Well, JetBlue will no longer fly to Minnesota. Starting October 26th, JetBlue will no longer service Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Not really a big deal, it turns out, though, because there is actually only one route out of Minneapolis with JetBlue. It's like Minneapolis to Boston, Boston to Minneapolis, that type of deal. So not a ton of travelers will be affected by this move.
What if I wanted to cheaply get to Boston, though?
Oh, you could probably do that on like
other airlines.
Allegiant or something like that. Anyways, you want to read more and find out what happens if you happen to book a JetBlue flight for after October, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or Mix108.com and get all the information about the departure of JetBlue from Minnesota.
Darn it.
Speaking of economy airlines, that Southwest Airlines, which I believe flies out of Minnesota as well, has some flights. They changed up things yesterday as well, too.
Really?
Yeah, because they used to do, they never done assigned seatings. Now they're doing assigned seating
on
Southwest Airlines, yes.
Okay.
And so they can charge you more, basically, for more legroom and stuff.
Yeah, I want better seats. Yeah, you got to pay a premium. Yeah,
I mean, you couldn't do that if you didn't have reserved seats. And every seat is the same.
Yeah.
So that's a big change coming to that.
Womp.
And that's an economy airline, I believe, right?
Would you consider Southwest? Yeah, I suppose.
They're kind of a mediocre. Well, I would imagine it's an economy.
Yeah. I've been perfectly happy with experiences on Sun Country, and people blame that. They say that they're, you know, a low end carrier. I don't know. I've
heard mixed things about. I've heard really bad things about Sun Country. I've flown on Allegiant before; it was fine.
Sure,
never flew JetBlue. Spirit.
You haven't?
No, have you?
To Vegas one time. I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was on brand. It was on brand.
Okay.
The whole experience, including getting to and coming back from Vegas, the whole experience was on brand, including on the way there. There's a lot of people that are excited to get to Vegas. And on the way back, everyone's excited to get home.
Well, that's with any flight.
But the airline element, like everything about the entire experience, right, including the airline element, was all on brand. Every piece of it. So
that makes sense. Coming up here in your TikTok treasure today, she's still trying to milk that 15 minutes of fame. We got a great video of the Haktua girl teaming up with the singer Jax.
Oh, okay.
For a new song that will debut here in just a few minutes.
All right, music on the way for you as well from Tate McRae. It's Post Malone.
There's me whiskey. Oh, it's time for Tony's TikTok treasures. Time to dig in the old chests and see what we can wrestle up.
So if you don't know her name, it is Hayley Welch. Okay, Hayley Welch, better known as the Haktua girl.
Okay.
That rose to fame, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, maybe?
Over a month ago, I believe.
I mean, it couldn't have been more than a month. I mean, it literally has been less than 6 weeks. I think we can agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Of course, she shot up into fame for a video that went viral, and now she's trying to cash in on that 15 minutes of fame, which, you know what? I don't blame her.
Sure.
There's not much there to work with.
Right. Yeah,
there's not like a talent there or any. Well.
Well, I mean, she probably has
but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's. When viral videos go, like it's somebody singing or.
Right.
You know,
you can build on that.
You can build on it. Yeah. There's not much to build on, just Haktua. Like a phrase, right?
Right.
But so she's trying to cash in. She's doing music festivals. She's doing appearances here and there, fights and things like that.
Sure.
And she stopped and hung out with Jax.
Oh, Jax, the singer.
Jax, the singer, yes. And, they wrote a little song.
Okay.
That we're going to share right now.
Ooh, okay. Here you go.
This is Hayley, and she went to the University of Northern Alabama.
Okay.
But she had to drop out to pay the bills. And then she went viral, so she made some cash. But Granny keeps asking her what Haktua means. So we wrote this song for Haley's grandma.
Oh, Granny.
Explain myself to the elderly. Haktua means
being selfless.
Haktua means
you care.
Haktua is another word for hard work, like
rolling up your sleeves
and tying back your hair. Haktua means love and affection.
Haktua
means.
We're in a recession, Grandma. Stop asking so many questions.
So there you go.
Okay, then.
That's her song. I believe her 15 minutes. I believe she's at 14 minutes and 56 seconds. So she doesn't have much left in her. Your fame cycle.
So if you were to find yourself in a situation where you suddenly splashed into like worldwide fame for saying something, not for that specifically, but for saying something.
Yeah.
What would you do to spit it into something that would last longer than?
I'd probably do exactly what she's doing.
Make the TikTok circuit.
I mean, she got an agent. I think she signed with one of the biggest entertainment agencies.
Yeah, she got a huge agent, yeah.
So, I mean, at that point, you just kind of ride the wave and just see what happens.
See what they can find for you.
Cash in quick and invest it and try to grow that Easter egg quick or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
we'll see. This is kind of a unique case here.
It is.
I mean,
it's a good case study.
It kind of is. It's a new. I mean, she, like I said, she didn't like rise to fame with a song or
right.
any sort of, you know, entertainment entertainable talent. You know, it was just
an off the cuff comment that everyone thought was
a drunken comment on the street. It was kind of funny, and nobody had ever heard that before. You know, like,
at least
spelled out like that before. Yeah. Or whatever. It was just kind of new and unique. You know. So,
anyways, good for her cashing in.
Now she just needs to, you know, find that thing. What is it that she can?
This is a girl that had no social media before this. Like, she didn't have a TikTok. She didn't have an Instagram. She didn't have any of that. So she's kind of getting that all fired up, which I'm sure in hindsight she probably regrets because, all that post content, you know, that content she already created could be making money at this
point. Oh, for sure.
But I don't know.
Well,
good for her.
And yeah, good luck.
I don't think that song with Haley and Jax is going anywhere.
Probably not
going
to,
Probably won't hear it in regular rotation here.
Probably not. If people start requesting a Tony,
they won't. That's today's TikTok treasure. Good morning, Mix 108.
Mix, what are we morning? Good morning and happy Friday. So we have these mute buttons on our desk for our, you know, our cough buttons.
They're right here, the mute button.
Yeah, those. So the keyboard for this computer slid right on top of the mute button. So
it just kind of went,
let me on the air. So this is, what's your favorite part of the state fair, Tony, if I could ask you, if you had to pick one thing? Animals, food, people watching, rides.
I mean, clearly the best thing about the fair is the food and the drink.
Sure.
But, I mean, if you want me to get... It'd be hard to get more specific than that, but...
No, that's fine.
Food and drink.
I'm only looking for a general
and
answer.
And the haunted house.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
And the baby on animals born. You know the baby animals born.
That's why I bring this up.
The little place where they got all the baby animals.
The birthing center.
It stinks in there. You're a little cute. Yeah, birthing center is what it's called.
Yeah, so they call it the Miracle of Birth Center is the name of the building.
That's what it is.
And it's funny you mention that because there's actually going to be a change to this year's birthing center, unfortunately.
What?
Yeah. So if you liked seeing Mama Cow and Baby Cow in the Miracle of Birth Center, they're not going to allow it this year.
Why?
Well,
just cows?
Apparently, they're just mentioning cows in the story. So apparently the...
piglets?
Yeah, they don't say anything about pigs, interestingly enough. They're concerned about because the chicken and the turkey, the bird population, there's been a bird flu thing going on for a while.
Oh, yeah. I think they're trying to be careful not to mix it all together.
And so they've seen it getting into some cows, too. And so they're worried about the cows.
So they'll keep... Well, the cows have a big, huge, separate barn area.
There's a cow barn for the dairy cattle and the show cows.
But you could probably put it in there.
But the Miracle of Birth Center... is all blended together. So if you go in that building, there's the baby pigs and the baby cows and the
chickens
and the bunnies and like they're all in one building there.
Llamas.
Yeah. And so they announced just earlier this week that they're apparently not going to be allowing mama cows and baby cows in that building over those concerns. So if that's something that you kind of get excited about.
I'm sure they'll still be there. I mean, somewhere.
Maybe
not. I guess that's bad. There's still other...
There's other stuff to check out.
Baby animals. And
there are.
There's a whole cow barn. So you can literally
go
walk around and see hundreds of cows. And then the humans that live there with them, which I find fascinating as well.
The farmers that are hanging out all the time with them?
Yeah, like they live in the barn with... I mean, that's awesome. Like,
just hang out all day.
What a cool way to experience the fair.
Just hanging out in the barn.
Just hang out in the cow barn. What? And then walk out and go grab some cheese curds. And come back to the cow barn. Run out and go ride the Ferris wheel and come back to the cow barn.
The ones that lay in like a pile of hay with the cows.
They're used to it, so it doesn't smell or anything to them.
Sure. Well, and I've made jokes about this over the years, too. As somebody who grew up around farm animals. See, cows,
did you ever sleep in the barn with the animals?
I didn't, no. But cows don't smell as offensive as some other animals do.
No, they don't. They're not that bad.
No.
Well, it's not too late, Nick. I would, you know, go spend the night in the farm.
In the barn?
In the barn with
the animals. Well, I happen to know somebody where I could... Tomorrow, if I wanted to, I could.
Maybe that would be a good morning show bit. We should like take
live
some,
from the barn.
Like we'll go spend the night in a barn somewhere, and we'll record the experience. Me and my CPAP sleeping next to a cow.
The cow's like, hey.
I'm going to need an extension cord for my CPAP if I'm going to sit next to this cow.
There's a visual. Now I kind of want to.
Now you're like, okay.
All right. Yeah. I would say, I mean, my parents actually have two cows still.
Oh, for real?
So we'd have to drive down that way. But no, I mean, we could sleep
with the cows. They must be in a barn of some sort.
They are in a barn.
Okay, cool.
We could sleep. Well, the nice thing about that.
You get one cow, I get the other.
Sure.
What are the cows' names?
They don't have names.
Come on, bro.
T-bone and hamburger?
Wow.
Is that not? My parents would always
breakfast
joke about
and dinner.
Yeah. My parents would always joke about that when people would come over because they'd go, oh, you guys have pigs and cows and stuff. And they'd always people would always ask, especially kids, what are the pigs' names? And my dad would always joke, ham bone and pork chop.
Absolutely, yeah. Bacon.
Yeah. And some of the kids would be like, oh, that's cute. And other kids would go, hey.
That's funny. Well, let's work on that. Okay. Maybe later this. Well, it'd be too hot. I don't want to like spend a 90-degree day and sleeping with the cow.
No.
Maybe fall.
Maybe fall
would be a good time. Better.
Yeah, less bugs too. Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We'll explore that. We'll check in with WDIO in a few minutes here. Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix What Away Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Nick Cooper. It's Tony Hart. It's Leah from WDIO. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. We've made it to Friday.
We have. It's exciting. And I know for those that like the summer heat, going to get a dose of it really this weekend here so you can get out and enjoy.
Yes, it's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. Plenty of good beach days ahead. The next week itself will be in these 80s. So we're getting ready for August. August is here whether we're ready for it or not.
I was going to say, usually like we get the August, that's when the heat seems to really set in around here. You think July is the hot month? No, it's August.
Mm-hmm. It's a slow burner.
Exactly. But that's all right. You know, it's good amp up weather for the state fair. A good reminder, hey, enjoy this because before you know it, leaves are falling.
Agreed. It's going to happen so quick in a blink of an eye.
I have a tree already in the woods near my apartment that... Is your mic not working there, Tony?
No, can you hear me?
Grab a different mic, Tony. That's weird. Anyway, there's already a tree that's starting to turn a little bit in the wooded area by my apartment.
Really? I thought you were going to say there's a tree you're ready to cut down for Christmas. That's a little too soon. That's way ahead of the game.
Does that mic work? Oh.
Hold on a second.
Tony's troubleshooting technical difficulties. Oh my goodness. Yesterday my headphones broke. I think I broke the cable, and now today we got a microphone problem. All right, can we hear Tony Hart? Hello. Hi, Tony Hart. There we go.
Welcome to the conversation. Everybody's on now.
Hooray. Okay, so where was I going with that after we got sidetracked?
Just fall's coming, time's going. Time is flying by.
It really is. So what is the thing that you are that you've discovered since moving here that you are finding yourself wanting to do more and more before summer ends?
I want to do a couple more hikes before summer ends. Obviously, a lot of trails and areas are still wet from all the flooding and stuff. So
sure.
Hoping some of those regions dry up. But I do want to like check out some of the trails and get to some of the beach. I want to go up the North Shore for some of those beaches up there because I know they're just scenic and stuff. So on my, I guess, the end of summer bucket list, if I put it down to three things I've been thinking about, Split Rock Lighthouse.
Yeah.
Yep. I want to go to the Black Sand Beach.
Sure.
And I want to do part of the Lake Superior Hiking Trail just because it's right here, but
I've been here like 20 years. I don't think I've done any of those things.
It's confusing to an outsider.
Tony's lived here for a long time, and yeah.
I don't think I've done any three of those things.
You need to get out.
Have you been to Twig?
I've seen the cameras.
Twig is okay. Beautiful. Yeah, I was going to say, you at least are aware of it.
Twig is beautiful. I would recommend checking out Twig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Booming.
We have the M.Dot camera, but the M.Dot camera.
Oh, really? There's a camera on the highway up there.
Twig?
Yeah.
That's it. You can always watch Twig.
Keep an eye on Twig.
You never know what's going on in Twig.
So may I make a recommendation? And maybe this is more of a fall hike, and because I think they're working on the trail. And we can move on with this here. So if you look it up, you'll find it easily online. It's called Bean and Bear Lake Trail.
Oh.
It's a part of the Superior Hiking Trail. It's by Silver Bay. And I recommend it as a fall hike because it's a out and back like seven and a half miles.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a day.
Yeah, you're gonna. And I think I spent about, because I stopped and I like had lunch at the end of the trail. I spent about 5 hours doing the whole thing. Tony's over there like, okay. No, nah.
Like what?
And the way out is hiking? it's largely uphill, so it's not an easy hike. I've been on more difficult ones.
Any walk that I have to go on and actually bring a meal, I'm not in for.
Oh yeah, I brought a backpack with you know, hydration and food and
The parking lot's got to be within walking distance of me.
But it is if you look it up, you'll see photo. It is beautiful, and the reason I say to go in the fall is A, less concerned about bugs as well as temperatures. Yeah. But B, if you can time it out with the fall colors, so it's two lakes that are in like this hole. And you're up on top of what looks like a cavern with these lakes in them, and they're surrounded by trees. And I did it 2 years ago was the last time I did it. And the trees were all orange and yellow, and it was beautiful. So there's my recommendation for fall.
Careful of the
I had that written down. I'm going to try and convince some people to go with me.
Yeah, you got to be careful, as Tony mentioned, about the bears and
they're
the beans.
Hungry at that time of the year.
Got to bring a cowbell.
Yeah.
Make some noise.
Yes.
Pots and pans.
Exactly. All right, so let's quickly look a little bit more short term. We talked about the fact it's going to be hot this weekend. Give us a look at the details of the forecast for the next few days.
Next few days, it's going to be hot and humid. We'll be nearing, we'll be in like near 90 degrees for most of central Minnesota tomorrow. That humidity is coming in with this wind from the south, and we'll continue seeing that through Sunday. Then we'll start to see the arrival of some showers to break that up. There'll be short-lived afternoon showers that will pass by through our Sunday. And the last into Monday, we'll see more rumbles and some chances for some storms and thunderstorms as well. And then we'll dry off a bit, but as we get into next week, we're still going to be in those upper to mid 80s. So warm air is sticking around for a minute. So we're going to feel the heat.
I'm just keeping an eye on that Sunday night Twin Cities forecast. What does it look like? What does it look like Sunday night in Minneapolis? I keep seeing rain, and
Tony's
like,
got a concert.
I was gonna say, the showers will be trekking towards the cities. I think you'll be okay. If anything, it'll bring some relief.
Well, no, not
bring
for a
rain jacket.
I don't want
concert.
Yeah, because Foo Fighters are at Target Center Target Field on Sunday night, and I mean, rain is fine. It's just the lightning you worry about, right?
Right.
I think we're staying okay. Maybe a thunderstorm or two, but I'm
not seeing a full day drench on Sunday nights.
Not
in the Twin
full
Cities.
Day drench and nothing severe.
All right,
coming
good.
This weekend.
All right,
so
good.
I should manageable. Be okay.
This personal forecast brought to you by Tony Hart.
Yeah. Well, when you got the connections, you got to use them.
This
right?
is true. Well, hopefully you enjoy. I'm going to vanish for a week, so you and Tony can certainly check in next week together.
Yes, of course.
And enjoy your weekend, Tony. Enjoy the concert.
Will do.
All right, you guys have a good one. Thank you for joining us this morning, Lee. Have a good weekend.
See ya.
You too. Talk on Monday. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we'll get your Friday workday kicked off. 108 minutes commercial-free. That is all fueled by Quick Trip or music on the way for you soon from Metro Boomin', Shaboozy, and more all coming up here in Mix It 08.